Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in. Time for Daily Editorial. We're going to talk about a couple of things before I bring up the articles that Jim sent me last night. That are very worthwhile to talk about. One of them is we had about 75 comments on the blog last night. I apologized head over heels. I think, Irish Tony, you misunderstood what I said, but I believe I took care of that with my apologies, and out of the box you seem to understand, and I totally appreciate that. You guys are very, very important to this blog, and I want you to know that. Okay, a couple of articles that Jimmy sent me that I think are worth talking about. They're very important. These are websites that you really ought to take a look at, by the way, if you haven't already. One of them is called Just the News, justthenews.com. Supposedly, this is talking about the fact, among other things, that the White House has confirmed that classified documents were found at Biden's Delaware home. Jimmy, any comments on that?
Yeah, so this, the barrage of negative information is becoming even more apparent.
Yeah.
The media and the pundits and, of course, the White House breathlessly attacked Mar-a-Lago for the Trump team failing to hand over classified documents to the National Archives while they were in discussions with the National Archives about the documents. The documents, according to Trump and his lawyers, were declassified. He was holding them, obviously, for, you know, probably for political purposes in the future to show some of the corruption that's going on in Washington. But the media just lambasted him, and including Joe Biden, who said that was completely irresponsible to hold classified material.
Yeah.
So they are doing damage control after day because they found these documents in the Penn Center. We talked about it yesterday. Now they found documents in the garage and apparently the personal library and office at Joe Biden's home. Unsecured in the proper methodology, they're trying to figure out how they can spin this and say, well, there was nothing here, nothing going on here. The two very distinct problems. One is the Chinese influence in the Penn Center and their direct influence over the Biden family, which is becoming clear. And second, the fact that the Biden administration, the Biden lawyers, were searching for these documents and found them prior to November election, kept that quiet at the same time that the Department of Justice was appointing a special counsel to target Trump for this whole argument over the National Archives holding his classified document. Big, big difference in responsibility and negotiations with the archives versus these documents that were actually the archives had no idea were even there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to say other than I'm getting very fed up with what's going on back in Washington, D.C., as all of our listeners are. Well, you should have read some of the comments last night. We had about 75. I agree with virtually every single one of them. I don't agree with Irish Tony, though. I don't want to see him leave.
Well, let me say something on that. Al, you've been very nervous about, being censored. You've been nervous about losing the possibility of losing your site because of censorship and topics.
Yeah.
Remember this. I want you to remember this. And I want all of our listeners to hear this. You're not saying this. If Tony is saying something on the blog or others are saying on the blog, that is what they are obligated to put their positions forward as free speech advocates.
Yeah,
and so we have to support
that.
We have to support that.
Okay.
We have to have the courage and not the fear. Eventually, we may end up getting canceled or something like that, or the FBI be knocking on our door. But you know what? I'd rather stand up and do the right thing than to silence people's ideas or self-censor. And that's where I think we got to be real careful about.
Jimmy, I feel exactly the same way you did. I just got a little emotional, that's all. And Tony, you really, really made a very good point as Jimmy just responded to you on the show. I appreciate that.
I hope he stays back. I hope he stays on and continues to provide the very, very wise input that he often does.
Well, I certainly do, too. He's a friend of mine, and I think he's spending a lot of time on this blog, as you and I are, and I really value his input. Jimmy, I want to talk about the Republican National Committee chair that the Liberty Daily brought up. Tell me about Harmeet, and I don't know if I'm saying this name correctly, but it's Harmeet Dhillon?
Yes, correct. Harmeet.
Tell me about her.
Okay, so Harmeet Dhillon is, she's a lawyer.
Yeah.
She was actually chair of the California Republican Party, so that's a pretty tough position to be in. She is running for the RNC chairmanship against Ronna McDaniel. And so the most important endorsement that she's gotten so far, which I think, you know, you're addressing in this in this article, was from the founder of Home Depot.
Uh-huh.
Now, Mark, I'm trying to remember Marcus's name. Do you remember his name, the individual that actually endorsed him? The bottom line, he's a mega donor of the Republican Party. He's endorsed Harmeet Dhillon for a couple of reasons. And this is an important thing for people to understand. She has stood up, she's a lawyer, and she has stood up and won multiple cases on free speech and protecting individual liberties and rights, defamation cases, and knows how to use lawfare. She is a public media person who is often on, she's on Fox, she's on other channels and other media, so she knows how to use the media, and she can raise money. Those three elements make her a very influential member of the Republican Party, but a potential replacement for Ronna McDaniel. Ronna McDaniel's been on the news, but she's not very convincing. She doesn't, and she has not used the legal power of the RNC effectively to protect voting rights interests. And she's raised a lot of money, but that money is going towards control of the party and, you know, all kinds of things that maybe the most donors don't realize and are frustrated with, because they're failing. They've been failing. So my position on it is change is inevitable in life. There's always going to be change. You should be ahead of it before you're behind it. The Republican Party is behind right now. Having someone new get in, get them going, get it rolling. And this endorsement by the Home Depot founder, I think, is a very influential event for Harmeet Dhillon to take that role as the new RNC chair. Yeah, now, we'll see. We don't know how it's going to work out, because there's a lot of deep state politics behind the scenes, especially with Rhino Republicans. But I think Harmeet Dhillon is a fantastic option to lead the party if she has managerial skills.
Well, one thing that was brought up in the early part of this article, Jim, is that many people are saying, certainly the author of this particular article, is saying that, J.D. Rucker is certainly saying that Bernie Marcus actually could have more influence even than Donald Trump. Comment on that one, would you?
Well, what the author is saying in the J.D. Rucker, what he's saying in the is the influence with the power brokers and other major donors. Now, remember, Donald Trump has not appealed to the typical Republican globalist corporate class. Remember, he didn't raise a bunch of money that way. He won his primary self-funded in 2016.
Yeah.
Now, people jumped on board after he was, you know, elected president, and he had more influence and power that way. But as far as the actual control of the Republican Party, there is an internal battle right now between the Freedom Caucus type people, the Trump supporters, the America First type people, and the institutional Republicans. So what J.D. Rucker is saying is that Bernie Marcus, the chairman and founder of Home Depot,
yeah,
financially and influentially is going to shape a lot of those donors to say, we want something different and we need somewhere to go, and here's a great candidate to do it. And that's what he means. He's addressing, J.D. Rucker's addressing the RINO constituency, the powerful elite funding elements of the Republican Party that Trump usually doesn't appeal to. So there's a very specific amount of influence here we're talking about, and it's very different than just getting the popular support and the populism that Trump has managed to gain.
Well, I want to say one thing. I think that the reaction of the Never Trumpers is kind of a, number one, I think it's kind of knee-jerk, and number two, I think it's kind of the same reaction that I had towards the comments that some of the people aren't on the blog were making, which I have to say Irish Tony called me on very effectively. And very similar to what he was saying, Jim, and I appreciate your agreeing with him. I think he's got a lot of respect for you, and I hope that brings him back. But I think people like myself actually are kind of afraid to go out on a limb. I mean, there's no question that if Donald Trump were elected president in 2024, there's no question there would be a lot of hurt feelings on the part of certainly the Democrats and certainly the, you know, part of the, a fairly large part of the Republican Party. But that's because in terms of the Democrats, I can't comment on that. But in terms of the RINOs, I would say that they perhaps don't have as very much courage as I didn't when I made the comment about watch what you say in your comments, because I don't want our very valuable blog to get shut down.
I think that's a very astute observation, Al, because I think they are afraid of the media and the entire system that has evolved in this effort to control, influence, and shape people's minds from the media. And they you know, the Republican leadership, the RINOs, they're afraid to stand up because they're afraid of what the Washington Post is going to say. They're afraid to be associated with something that may make them look bad. And it's unfortunate that they don't have the courage. The important change that must be made is people have to stand up and say, we're tired of this, and we're not going to be affected by that, and we're going to say what we want because this nation guarantees we can do that. And that's where we really have to stand up, and people have to stand up and make that change. And that includes our elected officials. And we need to stop electing officials that that want consensus and are afraid of pushing back against very progressive socialist ideology. And this is what the funder, Bernie Marcus from Home Depot, that's exactly what he's saying. The socialists are influencing and taking over. We need someone that knows how to fight that. And unfortunately, there are many senior Republican leaders do not know how to fight it, and they're afraid. And their whole concern, and this is what really bothers me, is influencing shape, as well as the Democrats, just like the progressives, influencing shaping minds in order to collect money because they think that's the solution for victory, is more money. And it's actually creating, even in the Republicans, a very corrupt system. And that's where I want to push back on it, and hopefully others will too.
Well, I will. I know where my head is at right now, and trust me, it's not going to change again. I think if I were to say two people on this blog who are kind of akin to Donald Trump, interestingly enough, would be yourself, Jimmy, because I know you are, my God, you were the chairman of the Re-Elect Trump Committee in Whatcom County last year. That garnered you the award from the Republican Party up here as a Republican of the Year, which is no small thing to say. But I'd have to say that when I look at what Irish Tony puts up on the blog, and when I look at his response about it, I don't want to hurt anybody, which is one thing that he said first and foremost when he decided that he wouldn't come back to the blog. Irish Tony, in a very real sense and in a very real positive sense, is our Donald Trump. We need your Irish.
Well, hopefully he listens and steps back. And I know we're getting close to finishing this thing up. I wanted to go further into the article you posted from Just the News. Now, John Solomon is the guy. He very, very famous and well-known, respected journalist that's been very accurate on most of his reporting. And when he isn't accurate, he says something different. But Just the News is a good source for thorough, well-researched information. And he has outlined in this article that you have posted the influence that the Penn Center and other institutions had that were connected directly with the Chinese Communist Party and funding influence in order to stifle investigation into China's influence in academia in the United States. This article outlines the money, approximately, apparently somewhere over $50 million, according to many reports, that they used to influence the center. And then the center and people from Penn, University of Pennsylvania, wrote a document addressing the Department of Justice and claiming that somehow their investigations on Chinese communist influence over academia was racially biased. And here's the kicker. Merrick Garland shut down a very successful operation that had been working for a few years, started under the Trump administration, to identify exactly that those influence operations. This is tantamount to criminal and treasonous conspiracy corruption inside the Biden
point. It's getting to that point, Jimmy, in an awful lot of areas. By the way, I got to correct you a little bit. I didn't post the articles. You did.
Oh, okay. No, I thought you were just posting them. I haven't seen them, so I thought you were posting them in a bit. I sent them to you, and
I know, and I very much appreciate that. I went over that last night when my head was a little clearer than it normally is. I'm putting in a lot of hours on this thing, and Tony, you got to help me, bud. Anything else you want to bring up, Jimmy?
I think there's more information coming out on Stacey Abrams' corruption and how she went from basically being in debt or, net worth of $100,000 to $3.7 million in 4 years in her political campaigns. And she's lost every one of them. That's pretty embarrassing. It's an indicator of exactly where the Democrats are, and hopefully they will lose power. The other thing I want to say for those that have it, and I'm not a Disney – I'm very – kind of frustrated with where ABC Disney has gone politically and attempting to influence things. But my children have Disney Plus, and they turned me on to a show called Andor. It's a prequel to the Rogue One movie that came out in Star Wars. And yeah, you may not be a Star Wars fan or even understand or even care about it. But this show shows the beginnings of an insurgency and how power inside the empire, basically you could compare that to Washington, D.C. right now, is attempting to use power and influence to silence critics, and it's kind of an evolutionary process of an insurgency. It's a very interesting show. It's something that I would recommend if by chance you guys take a look at something and want to get an idea. And I've worked numerous insurgencies, and watching how this is evolving is kind of interesting to me because it's got some nuggets of truth in it, lots of nuggets of truth.
Yeah, I've got Disney Prime if I'm not mistaken, so I'll take a look at it tonight. But I want to make one thing really clear. I made a commitment to you guys that I would address every comment and actually read every comment, and I've been doing that. And I have to tell you, there are only so many hours in the day. Yesterday, I didn't go over every comment. I went over every single comment. I didn't get them all done. I got them all done up until the ones that came on, let's say, after 10 p.m. Eastern or Western time, or Pacific time on the West Coast. And my time span on that, quite frankly, was from about 1 o'clock in the afternoon until 10 o'clock at night. I don't have any more time than that. I'm an old man, and I just don't have enough energy to work after 10 o'clock.
And Al, here's what I'd recommend. Look, we can't address every comment. There's not a need to all the time. Some of the kind of comments stand on their own. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. And if I were you, I would rescind that promise to address every comment and say, when someone asks you questions, respond. When you want to make a comment and add to it, I think that's where value is. Sometimes we get, some of our listeners, we get into different arguments. We have different positions on different things. I think Chartster pointed out, some of the air traffic control issues that Russia has with Ukraine and how they were, that Ukraine belongs to Russia.
Right.
I'm just going to politely disagree. We need to continue that dialogue. Bottom line is Ukrainians have wanted separation from the end of the Soviet Union. They agreed to do that.
Right.
And The Russians agreed for them to be an autonomous nation, and that should be respected.
Yeah.
And you can't ignore that regardless of the shared history. And there is some ugly history between Moscow-controlled Russia and Kiev-controlled Ukraine. Certainly the Holodomor and the number of deaths that were under Stalin from starvation trying to kill Ukrainians.
Yeah.
So I would say keep an open mind, keep discussing, dialoguing with each other. Don't take it personal. Let's just, keep look at each other and see what happens in the end and keep, opening new ideas and doors. I get different thoughts from different people, and I appreciate that. It may not be consistent with what I look at, but I look at what they're doing, and it helps my mind, and it helps me shape my positions, either stronger or change them. And well, I think others should be doing
the same. Jimmy, as I made a comment yesterday, I said I believe that this is the best political blog on the net, quite frankly. A lot of other people are a lot fancier. They're doing it with video, et cetera, et cetera. Some of those people really, I don't think, know what they're talking about. We are very honest in the sense that you say what you feel. You have a plethora of experience in this particular field. And I have going back to about 1995 worth of experience. But you know what? My head is not screwed. I'm particularly straight right now. And what I want to do is I want to say I am going to now read every content, for example, every comment. I'm going to one of my weekly Bible studies here in about 5 minutes. I'll be home at noon Pacific Coast time. When I get back, I will get right on the blog. And Tony, get your ass back here, bud. Thanks, Jimmy.
You bet, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.